June 28, 1900. The present chastisements are nothing but a predisposition for future chastisements. This morning, as I was highly afflicted because of the privation of my loving Jesus, I saw him for just a little, and he said to me, "My daughter, how many masks will be unmasked in these times of chastisements? In fact, these present chastisements are nothing but the predisposition for all the chastisements which I manifested to you during the course of last year." While he was saying this, in my interior I said, "If the Lord continues to behave the way he's behaving, that since he wants to send chastisements, he does not come, he does not share his pains with me, and treats me with unusual manners, who will be able to endure? Who will give me the strength to remain in this state?" And Jesus, answering my thought, added in act of compassion, "And so, do you want me to suspend your state of victim for a little while, and to resume it later?" While he was saying this, I felt such confusion and bitterness. It seemed to me as if with that proposal the Lord was driving me away from himself, that I was unable to say either yes or no, also in order to hear what obedience decides. So, without waiting for my word, he disappeared from me, leaving me as though a nail stuck inside my heart, thinking that Jesus was rejecting me. The pain was so great that I did nothing but shed bitter tears.